And how did you first meet him?
We bought merchandise from them, from the post, and he was working in
it. So you bought merchandise from the store?
From the store where he worked.
And how did you get to talk to him and so forth, you know?
I invited him over the house or something because he came over. You know, I was buying most of the merchandise with my mother.
How old did you say, how old were you when you married him?
I was about 23.
Were you 23? And how old was he?
He was 6 years older than I.
So he was 29. And what was the marriage date? When did you marry? What year? Do you remember the month?
1907, February 26th.
How long had you known each other before you married?
Well, we knew him quite a while because we always used to go in the store and that, you know.
About, would you say, a year or?
Oh, more than a year. My father used to deal there and we would deal there.
You might say 2 years.
Yeah. Probably that long.
Okay. If your marriage was not prearranged, did your father suggest or your mother suggest marrying him?
Oh, my father was dead already. My father died when he was young. So, 42 years old. And my mother was about 30. She was younger than me too. There were three children of us left.
Was she happy to see you marry this man? Or did she encourage the
marriage? Oh yeah, because you know he was a religious man. I mean, he was he was a never nice man, fellow.
Yes,
I mean, he had a good name, and he was religious. I mean, he was good.
And so your marriage wasn't prearranged. Your mother didn't arrange it for you, but you know, the old country,
they did
prearrange the marriage. Do you think it would have been prearranged if you had remained in Europe?
Over there, you know, in small towns, the cousins married one cousin the other because they didn't meet anybody.
Yeah. Was your mate from the same country in Europe? You did say that. Was he, what part of Europe? He was from Russia. What part?
Trying to think what place he came from.
Was it important to you to marry someone who would come from the same part of the country?
No, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
He was Baltimore originally, but then he was here.
Yes.
And
because his mother brought him here.
Baltimore.
Yeah, his mother brought him.
Yeah, she brought him here because she didn't want to work on Saturday.
Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews? Did anybody in your family marry a non-Jew?
My family, yes.
Your brother, one of your children.
My son.
Your son. Well, what was your feeling about this? I mean, how did you feel?
Well, I felt bad enough, but what can you do? I told her, listen, there's lots of nice fellows. What do you have to marry? She said, I didn't listen. I didn't listen to my mother, and I wouldn't listen to you.
Because you mean your mother wasn't so keen that she married a
non-Jew
either?
No, they weren't happy. Sure, they weren't happy.
Is this son living here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's the one I just talked to. She talked to me before. She's a nurse.
I see.
And he met her at the dance. And
I see.
So what can you do?
Are the children Jews? Do they keep the children as Jews? Or they're sort of in between?
They have two boys.
I see.
And the one is named after my husband. He goes to Hebrew school. Schooling was bar mitzvah, and, you know. And the younger one too. Well, the younger one now, she's 7 years old. She's too young to go to the Hebrew Institute. So what can you do?
And did your daughter-in-law become Jewish?
She didn't even ask me or ask anybody. She went to Rabbi Lifter.
Really?
We should have read that 6 months. She went on her own accord. She didn't ask me anything. But Grandma left her. He thought she was just wonderful. He thought she knew more than our Jewish girl knew. He did.
So really, in a way, that she sounds as though she's trying.
She lived.
Well, your husband was alive when your son married her.
Well, see, that's one thing about my husband. You know, when a religious man marries him, he was so innumerable than a lot of us. But he took it for the best of it.
I see.
And she actually died in his hand.
Really?
And she was a nurse, and he was there, and he died in the operation day, watching the president in the operation. Well, he was a sick man, you know, but never think of him. Well, in fact, you know, sometimes to say it's not God's fault, it's your own fault, because he was a religious man, and he had a brother passed away. He had trouble, was operated on an eye, you know. And he was a sick man. He was religious, and he had to go to the synagogue to say Kaddish for his brother. And it was in January. It was a very bad day, very bad day. In fact, he was out at the hospital. Dr. Stott said he was all right. He takes care of him, but if you don't take care of yourself, whose fault is it? We begged him not to go, and he had to go. He went Friday night and Saturday night. He went to the synagogue, and the weather was bad, and the eyesight was bad, and he wouldn't listen, so he just got pneumonia, and he got the foot pneumonia, passed away, because it really wasn't God's fault, because he wouldn't listen to us, didn't take care of himself.
And there wasn't any kind of medication that it could have stopped, or could have...
Well, you know, just like today, he came from the doctor. By the time the doctor came, he says he'll come in the evening and see him. By the time of the evening, he came.
It's just too late. In other words, maybe...
It's too late. It wasn't really God's fault or anything. I don't think blame anything. If you go on the streetcar, you know, you get killed. And if you're really sick and you don't take care of yourself, it's one thing or the other.
Was this very hard for you then when your son told you, or did you try to suggest to hold off? Or?
Well, it was a big argument with him, but he didn't listen, and what can you do?
How old was he when he married?
Well, my husband was about 7 years.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were the problems of adjustment that... during the first years of your marriage?
I don't know, those days I never heard. We had, of course, I lived in with my mother, we had no
problem. Was that a problem, living with your mother, for your husband?
Just my mother? No, it was no problem. It was all right.
Well, you feel that maybe because they had, why did they get along so well? I mean, you didn't have fights. Did you have a lot of space in your house?
You know, many times it was out in the road. We never had arguments. He had no reason why to be against my mother. We were together, and she saved him some money. You know, we paid her so much, but not too much, but for being in herself. And then afterwards, we moved in the house, and she went across the street. She didn't have fought and crossed the street to get along all right with her.
So, would you say any advice to young people marrying today to somehow handle, as you might handle, problems of adjustment?
Well, I tell you, today it's a different world, and you have to go along with the world.
Yeah.
And as far as that's concerned, even in our days, even people who were wealthy, we see in Ireland, they were jewelry people, you know, wealthy people. You see the children working, doing housework, cleaning, working, making the responsibility. Today, the parents don't see children responsibility. They just let them go around, you know. And that's what I think, because children, they have no responsibility. They don't know how hard. Why did I get along? Or why did I have what I have today? Why? Tell me, why? Because I had responsibility for my mother. I helped my mother. And I knew how hard it was to get a dollar. And I took care of it. And after I got married, I had the same responsibility. I knew how hard it was to take a dollar. I said, well, if I wouldn't do what I did years ago, I wouldn't have today what I have. My mother had money, but she was so good-hearted, she said she'll help the children. She'd help one. One of my brothers was very good. He used to bring in, the other one used to draw art. And that caused the trouble. See, that's no good. He's responsible. The parents today don't teach responsibility to children. Not all of them.
No.
Most of them. But the ones that do it, they know what it is. But they get girls, boys, 16 years, right away they want a machine. Right away, and the parents have it, they feel they know responsibility. They have a responsibility. Yes. They're always leaning against the parents today. I know what it is. Today, take girls today, 16 and 17, 18 years old. They get married, or girl has to go to school. Where are you going to get it? And how long can the parents support them? All right, you have to be a wealthy daddy. I believe in giving children, and I believe in help, but I believe in protecting myself too, because I know I had experience with my brothers. One of the brothers used to draw, and the other used to draw. And then when it came his turn to give anything back to my mother, he didn't have it. He had it for his wife, he had it for his daughters, but he didn't have it for my mother. And I have the experience from my mother. That I believe in giving children, but I believe in protecting myself too. Well, because I never know what kind of bed I'm going to have. Will I go and ask my children?
No.
No matter how much. Well, you know, they make good money, but they still don't have enough.
That's true.
And I know from experience, another one I know, for example, I know my granddaughter, she married a fellow. He's a wonderful boy, so good-hearted. But at the same time, he was going to school yet. And she works. And she's tired. And as much as she makes, she's not enough. She has to leave him up here. And if he had five children.
That's a lot of school. Right.
But some children, they see enough. This girl, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I blame her grandparents for that. Because what they couldn't get from the parents, what she couldn't get from father and mother, she's doing to the parents. And the grandparents used to help her. Because they were doing the war, they had her and so on. But anyhow, that they spoiled her. Now, the grandfather passed away. He left the mother and the two boys.
Who made the important decisions in your home? And did this differ from the situation in the home where you grew up? For example, when you
I made all the decisions because my husband was on the road, you know. He wasn't on the road, he was in the synagogue, he left everything to me. I think some say too.
Why?
Well, a man should know responsibility. Of course, some of mine have too much responsibility.
Did this, for example, differ from your home when you grew up? Did your mother make most of the decisions, or did your father?
Well, when I was young, I didn't know, but afterwards, my father passed away. Of course, I guess it was up to me to make decisions. I was the oldest, and I had the language, and my mother
I see. So even in your own home with your parents, I had
the responsibility to all this when I was a kid.
As far as you were telling me about the schooling that your children had, I think they all
two of them had 4 years and two had 2 years, and then there were
4 years what in the college?
Two of them, my youngest one and my middle one, they had 4 years. They were the oldest one.
Did they do any graduate work after they 4 years in college?
Well, he went to the army.
Yes.
The war.
And then the other two had, 2 years in college,
two had 2 years in college.
And you did say to me, you had seven, so the...
Girls.
The girls.
Well, they all went through high school and went to work. They didn't go to college. That time I was lucky I could send them, the boys, to college.
But they graduated high school.
They worked. They both bookkeepers and secretaries.
And did they go to secretarial school?
They didn't. Only one went 6 months. The other one just graduated from high school. Uh-huh. And Mildred Webb didn't go to high school. Okay. I mean, she didn't go to college. The oldest one, Eva, she went 6 months to college. And then Eva and Charlotte. They all worked. My oldest one, she still works. Well, Mildred works too. She works at the Mississippi School for the city. She works at the at the park. What do you call it right here?
The park.
No, right here. The Creek Park.
Oh,
over there. Her building is over there in Creek Park. Like close to her home that she was.
Did you receive? They received a Jewish education. You said that
they had
tutor, didn't they?
We had a tutor 20 years in our house.
Private tutor. And did they? Any of them attend a Hebrew school besides the tutor?
No. Well, see, he taught them Hebrew. They taught them everything in the Hebrew.
Do you feel that's a better way than the Hebrew school?
Well, I don't know. At that time, they only had the Hebrew
Institute. Yeah, and it was over
the hill. They didn't go there. They had to try to keep your home.
Were there any differences between the way, well, we had discussed this a little earlier, between the way you had raised your children and the way children are raised today? Well, you did say that you felt that children do not have responsibility.
They had them much usually because the parents have more and they depend more on dependent parents. See, we didn't have so much. They felt like I felt I had to help. I have responsibility to work, and I had children. In fact, when my children worked, they never took a check. They never took money. They always gave it to me, even up to the time they got married. And my pocketbook was never taken away from the buffet. They needed anything they took. They didn't need it, they didn't take it. I never hid anything from my children. And it's children today, they just don't know responsibility. I wouldn't say everybody, but on most of them, 90% of them, I bet you, have no responsibility today. They get allowances, they get this, they get that, they get everything.
Do you remember any problems when you raised your children that were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? You know, the fact that you hadn't been born and brought up here. Was that ever a problem for you in raising your children?
Well, the only problem is when the children got to the girls, they'd want to be teachers. I was no politician. You know, I was no politician to get into the unit to go with you. They couldn't get into the teacher's training. That's the only problem I had. Of course, the boys, they went to college, but the girls didn't. They wanted to be teachers. They couldn't get
so
in.
You didn't have any...
I didn't have no pull in politics. You had to be pull in politics. And I didn't never bother with them. So they went to business. They just were off on this.
The question is, when you arrived in the United States, and as the years have changed, and the community has changed, and as you look back now, this is the last question, tell me how you feel about the changes in this city.
In the city,
in relation to your life and your ideas.
Well, I don't know. Years ago, I guess the man took more advantage of the woman than they do today. Because I know, of course, my father never did because, you know, he was always in business or was away. But I know the family really he was an expressman. He always take advantage of me. Do this for me, do that for me. You know, they took more advantage. They imposed more upon the women. You see, the women years ago used to help them in a whole lot. You know, not the outside, it was in the house. We had so much to do more. You know, we had so much. We have a washing, we have no washing machine. We have no ironing machines. We had to do everything myself. In fact, myself, I never used to wash. Even with the help I had, I had to do it because there was a big family of children. But I think the women, most of the men, most all the women helped the men in the business or one way or another.
You mean then?
Then, sure. Oh, yes, then. Of course, these days they do it today, too. Mm-hmm. They do it. I mean, women are
They have to do it because the expenses are so high. They can't come up with it. Sometimes even if they don't have to do it because they have to send their staff child to college or their staff child there and down there. And they have to do it. They do it. In those years we didn't have much. And we come here, we didn't have much more expenses. We fixed them and helped us. I mean, they helped in the housework. Today they don't want to do nothing. They'd rather go to office work and they could get their good money, but they spoil the women, you know. There's two patrons coming in, they think they're boss. It spoils the life of women. Not, I wouldn't say with all of them, but
yeah, but with some, it
makes
you
a difference. It makes a difference all over.
So this is one big difference, is a change in women and then women's relationship to men and the demands and feelings
that
they have
for one
another.
Sure.
And what would you say as you look about you and the changes of the city, because you've seen growth, you've seen change, one part of the city
look, if you go downtown today, you wouldn't see a hotel downtown from McDonald's. Sheds or buildings or places, the houses and different. We didn't have no apartments or anything, you know. Probably the family maybe was, you know, they lived in three or four rooms and there were three or four children or five children. Of course, we didn't have that.
Try to bring back now, as you might see a day in your life as a young married mother. When you first were married and what you would do, if you can recall, what it was like to spend a day when you were...
Oh, I don't know. I was always too busy.
Too busy, yeah.
I always had children and different things to attend to.
How did you do the washing, for example, then? What did you do? You washed... Where would you wash? You wash in the bathtub, or where did you wash the clothes when you were greasing, when you were...
When we were there, we had a basement. We had a... It was there, but I never washed. I ironed, never ironed during the day.
You do that at night when the children went to sleep.
They went to sleep.
I see.
And washing the same thing. You didn't have to do too much time. I don't know why. I guess I'm the worst person in the world.
Why?
Well, even now. I never have time to do anything. I always said there's something to do. If I don't have anything to do, I'll find. I'll look for something. But of course, just now things are a little tough. But I do everything myself. I don't depend upon anybody else. I do my own cleaning, my washing, and my ironing, and my mending. We do things for the children. I stick it over.
Have you seen Pittsburgh change? What it looked like when you would wake up in the morning and go out, step outside? How would it change as compared to stepping out now?
Changed a whole lot. You go down Fort Street, we had the Ricks, we had the Kaufman buildings there, and that's all gone down. We had all those buildings in Fort Sam. They were nice big buildings, too. Stores, wholesale houses, they're all down. When I go down there, I'm surprised it looks like in the morning. Mm-hmm. The downtown section changes every day. Cars, everything changes. Everything changes. People never had machines like they have now. Years ago, a machine was a luxury. Today, it's a necessity. You can't be without a machine. It's really a necessity. And today, they only have one car. They have two, three cars.
If you could wish for the days to come, how would you like to, do you feel that the Jewish and non-Jewish relationships are good today here in the United States? How do you feel?
Well, listen, I want to tell you something. This is a world it's made, and it has to be different. It couldn't be all Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be all Gentiles. It has to be some variation. You can't do like one thing and not like another thing. And I think a good Gentile is just as good as a good Jew. Each one should abide by their laws and regulations. If they apply, like I say to some Gentile people, I'm not against you. You're born a Gentile, but you're a good Gentile. You abide by the can come in, he'll be all right. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's later Mr. Christmas or later on Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Today we never make such fuss about Hanukkah like we used to. Mm-hmm. Hey,
uh-huh.
Well, now they're making a business out of it.
Uh-huh.
We never send the Hanukkah cards or we never do uh-huh. anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And now they do it because they make a business out of it.
Did you celebrate, how was Christmas, this, for example, when your children were growing up? And all around you, everybody had Christmas trees.
We didn't have no Christmas
trees. Well, how did you handle
children
during that time?
Well, we had Christmas in the schools or in the neighbors. We never gave a thought anything else. It's Christmas. It's a holiday. It's our business.
Yeah.
But as far as the difference, the world was made God in her mind. The rainy snow, it couldn't be rain all the time, it couldn't be snow all the time.
Yeah.
That's the way the religion is. I don't think there is a harm in being different.
Do you think did you visualize when you almost went to Israel on your trip, your boat trip to America? Well, you stopped and then you almost were on a boat that was going to Israel, right?
Yes, we had
Did you visualize, did you ever wish that you could go to Israel or did you ever want to go live in Israel?
I don't know if I can go to Israel. Listen, today they go, of course I couldn't go because my walking, my daughter was just staying back from Israel with my husband. My granddaughter is there, and Charlotte, she wants to go, and she wants me to go.
Well,
I don't think there's anything there that's any different than here. Of course, I can't visualize it was there because I didn't see it. If people saw it before, they could say.
Yeah.
But my daughter, in Milton says there are sections that they show you. Like if they have big buildings, well, they always have a piece of ground or something to show you what it was like before they had it there, or parks, or gardens. You know, they show you what it was like before. But if people saw it before, they could visualize it more than if I go there now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they have everything modern.
Yeah.
And just now with the war going on, I don't think I want to go there.
Yeah.
My son-in-law, I don't know, he thinks they want to go. Jada wants to go there. But I should talk to come here, or they want to go there. I don't know whether you're good there, you're good, you're bad there. There's better people there.
Yeah.
But I don't have any job.